I want to share the word, like the title of our bulletin says, I am ordained to make a difference. Can somebody boldly confess that with me? I am ordained to make a difference. I am ordained to make a difference. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Spirit of the living God, please breathe upon this word, the word of God. Please breathe upon me, this mouth and body of clay. Take it over and let the will of God be spoken. Let this word have its desired impact in both the speaker and all of my listeners, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. When God created you, when God created me and he called you, need I remind you that whether you feel called or not, you are called. The day you got born again, God called you. The day you gave your life to Jesus Christ, accepted him as Lord and Savior, you became a called agent. You became an agent of change. You became an agent of impact. Because you don't know it is not an excuse. Praise the Lord. You are called to make a difference anywhere you find yourself. You can't just be somewhere and as if you exist as if you are not there at all. People don't even know you are there. We've lived many winters. We've lived many summers, and we will still live many more. But it is not how long we live. It is how well that we live that really matters. Jesus said it poignantly. You are the salt of the earth. Salt makes a difference. Salt saltens. Salt sweetens. Salt preserves. Salt eradicates decay. That is why in our society today, we are agents to eradicate decay. There's too much decadence going on in the world today. The church is looking too much like the world. The called out are bringing the world into the church. Holiness seems not to matter anymore. It looks like a suggestion and not a command for living. As Christians, I stand here this morning to announce to you, we cannot live like the world. We may be in the world, we are not of the world. Because you are looking for convenience doesn't say you should be like the world. Even in the world, it is only those who stand out that receives the honor. Many of us don't know that it is in our difference that we attract honor. Many of us are looking for conformity. We are looking for uniformity. When God is calling you to stand out, show me a chef who does not use salt. I'll tell you and show you a chef who is on his way to failure or losing his job. We are called to affect our jobs positively. Our homes and children affected positively. The circle of our influence, our friends affected positively. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you are an agent of impact. You are an agent of positive impact. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, but if salt loses its savor, if salt loses its savor, it is devalued. It becomes useless. If you are not doing what you are created to do, you are useless. If you are not making any difference where you are useless. Salt that is not making things better. Salt that is not preserving. What is it good for? It says that men will cast it out and trodden it underfoot. They will just put it aside and say this one is not useful. Nobody wants somebody or something that is not useful. People look for you because you are useful. The day you are no longer useful to them, they throw you aside. That is why you have to up your game and be constantly useful. That's why you have to reinvent yourself and be constantly useful. You can't be a yesterday person. You must be on the cutting edge of your destiny. This is what I have come to tell you this morning. I pray that you will not be pushed aside. I said, I pray that you will not be pushed aside. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. How can you be celebrated if you are not making any impact? How can you be celebrated if you are not making any difference? How can you be celebrated if you are not touching anybody? You are not adding value to anybody's destiny. You can't be a selfish Christian. There's no selfish Christian, because the one who called us to serve him is not selfish. He gave all of himself. Everywhere Jesus went, he was healing, he was touching, he was making difference in the lives of people. And also, if you are the kind of person who just does barely enough, let me just do my little bit. You are not called to do a little bit. You are not called for a little bit. You are called for greatness. Don't fixate your mind on little bit. Much has already been given to you. Much is expected from you. Then he said, he had the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. People must know you for the value you add. It's impossible for light to be hidden. Anywhere there is light, people will see it. Light eradicates darkness. Anywhere, take for example, this electricity light. In remote villages around the world, the moment light gets there, electricity gets there, what do you think has gotten there? Development. Anywhere there is light, there will be development. You are an agent of impact. You are an agent of change. You are an agent of development. If you say you are a child of God and you carry the light of God, then you are an agent of change. You are an agent of impact. You are an agent of development. Then if you are not impacting, then if you are not changing, then if you are not making a difference, then if you are not developing anything, what are you? Everywhere light is, light positively impacts. And you know what? If you are a light bearer, light bearers don't distract other people. Light bearers don't deceive other people. Light bearers don't gossip on people. Light bearers don't damage other people's image. Light bearers don't spread wickedness. Light bearers don't deposit darkness. They shine the light. Somebody say, I'm a light bearer. Come on, say, I'm a light bearer if you believe it. Hallelujah. Light bearers don't dissuade other people from the truth of the word of God. Light bearers don't cancel people contrary to the Bible. Bro, what do you think I should do about this? You know, there's this girl that I really like and I want to marry, or maybe I'm not sure yet. Hey, go and talk to her. Invite her out. Hold on. That's how they do it in the world. That's evil counsel. Did you hear me? That's what? Evil counsel. Right counsel is, have you spoken to the pastor about this? Does the pastor know about your intention? Because if care is not taken, people will begin to spread evil seed around the church. Amen? Oh, if you go to that church, you can pluck any girl you like. No, you can't pluck any girl you like here. If not, we will bind you and ban you. And we will send arrows to you in your sleep. Because you want to spoil the work of God. This is not a ground where you come and mesmerize and destroy. We are serious people here. Hallelujah. Light bearers are not rumor mongers. They don't kill people's dreams. They don't steal people's dreams. You can't share an idea with a light bearer. They help you shine light on it. They don't steal it from you. They don't make it their own. Light bearers don't live in sin. They don't like darkness. Church, the truth of the matter is, if you are not adding value to the kingdom of God, you are of no value. If you are not adding value where you are, you are of no value. If you are not adding value at your job, you are of no value. If you are scheming at work, finding ways to do the least, always at work looking at your clock, you just got there, you are looking at time. And if human resources or account office miss $1, you won't let us rest. God have mercy. I say God have mercy. Hallelujah. You are not adding value. You are of no value. And you are losing value. You may ask and say, well, Pastor, you know, I'm just an ordinary person. I'm just ordinary. You think you are ordinary. Satan does not see you ordinary. And the God who created you does not see you ordinary. Praise the Lord. And you are asking, I'm just ordinary. How can somebody like me make a difference? You are thinking too much. Start from where you are. The day you got born again, the ability to make a difference was deposited in you. The ability to touch somebody else was deposited in you. Somebody who just got born again, I believe the first thing you do is, anybody who are your friends, do you know I gave my life to Christ today? Do you know I just accepted Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior? You start spreading the word. And then they begin to see the change in your life. Be like, if you can, why can't I? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is somebody getting something? The truth is very simple. Very, very simple. The word of God is not complicated. Hallelujah. No matter how little you think you are, guess what? You can begin to make a difference. In church, find a department. Join a department. You have been coming to this church for years, for months. Plug yourself somewhere. Don't just come, sit, receive, and go. That is no value. Somebody said, when you look at the elephant, the elephant eats a lot, right? Huh? Let's say the elephant eats 180 kilograms of straw every day. And then defecates manure of 20 kilo. He eats 180 and he releases 20 kilo. What do you think will happen to that elephant? He's about to die. At least it must release 120. At the least. But if you are there, just take. Whatever I can get. What are they giving in that church, Seth? Take. And we have people like that around us here. When we announce and say, oh, we are giving out, you will see the queue. They want to take. And after taking, that's the end of it. But call again next year. You have seen no difference in their lives. They are still the same. tick, 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 tick. You are not created to be a taker. From our open service declaration, I am a contributor, not a consumer. Contributor. Only contributors receive honor. When the city wants to honor somebody, they will write, a citation. The government will write a citation, either the governor or the mayor will write a citation. The reason why they are giving somebody the key to the city. Hello? Nobody gives key to the city to a taker. Go and start a company, a big one, that is employing many people. You will see that they will write a citation for you. And then the governor of Kansas City will give you the key to the city. The governor of Missouri will know you. White House will invite you. But somebody who is just taken from the government, White House won't invite you. They don't even want you around so that you don't take anything. Hallelujah. Only contributors receive value. No wonder God said, only tithers receive open heavens. Don't forget you are a value contributor. Make a difference. You are already equipped to make a difference. God made you a principal contributor. When I came to this city, 2006, I came with a contributor mentality. Maybe people laughed me to scorn. Many told me, you don't succeed in Kansas City. But I stood and begged to disagree. Because the Lord said in his word, everywhere the sole of my feet shall tread, it is mine for a possession. I take over this city. In the name of Jesus. Many said when we started Wisdom Assembly, oh, these kind of churches don't last long. This year will be 10 years. And guess what? We are just starting. I said we are just starting. Others came and left and said it is impossible. But I said, God, because you called me, you have put the possibility seed in me. I am a possibility anywhere I go. I say I'm a possibility. You are a possibility. Praise the Lord. And you know what? Possibility always attracts possibility. Praise the Lord. There are gifts in this house. I was so excited on the prayer line a couple of days ago when I had one of my sons leading prayers. I couldn't hold it. I sent a message to my assistant pastor. This is awesome. This is wonderful. And I look at, when did he come to this church? Now he's leading prayers. And some of you have been there. You can't even say our Father. Pastor must do it. You see, let us applaud the prayer department. Come on, somebody. I have been extremely blessed during this time of praying and fasting. How organized everything has been. And if you are not taking advantage of it, I beg you to start taking advantage right now. Don't be too busy to pray. It's there. Opportunity is there. Avail yourself of that opportunity. I remember when I got born again, the first thing that crossed my mind was to serve. All that was on my mind was to serve God. I just wanted to serve. Then I joined the choir. From the choir, I was invited to be part of the board of the church. I became the assistant general secretary of the church. And before long, I became the general secretary. Before long, I became the assistant pastor. Then full gospel came. They said, oh, we are looking for people who will serve in the full gospel. I didn't talk to anybody. I just spoke to God. I said, Lord, I am available. Use me. I became the president of the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship, Set Free Chapter. I told us a few weeks ago that I was invited to become a member of the Board of Governors of a national organization that regulates charity in the United States of America. It's called NANO. And I said, I told them I did not want. They refused me not wanting to want. They said I must want. Then I began to look at myself. What do they see in me? I have no pride of anything like that. And not long after, as at this last week, by the grace of God, I got a call from the chairman of RCCGNA, who represents the general overseer in North America and South America. And he said, Pastor Carl, I want you to serve on the board of directors of the North America Bible College. My wife was there when I received the phone call. And I said, sir, in whatever capacity you want me to serve, I will serve. I am sure somebody saw somewhere that this young boy can add value. No sooner I was called and told, I sat down by myself on my own. Then I began to write out points of discussion in my first board meeting. And I have 12 points. I am ready by the grace of God. Because if I'm called to be there, then I'm called to add value. You are called to add value where you are. You are a value addition. Many times I might not be in church. These are things I run away from. But let God be God. Hallelujah. And you see, age is not a barrier to serving. Age is not a barrier to making an impact. Abraham started at what age? In his late 70s. Age is not a barrier. Because you are a woman is not a barrier. Because you are a mother is not a barrier. Because you are a single parent is not a barrier. Because you are a young girl is not a barrier. Because you are a young boy is not a barrier. You can make a difference. And you know, there are some people. As usual, I can't finish this message today. You know, there are some people, they come to church, they bamboozle us. Maybe they have money, little money. You know, because nobody's as rich as God. And then they don't tithe. They don't give offering. They don't pay their first fruit. Should we make a special offering demand? They will contribute. And we won't refuse them. Such giving has no value. If you are not tithing first, if you are not giving your first fruit first, if you are not giving an offering first, if you are not obeying the injunctions of God, and you want, you see, what am I trying to say is this. What I'm trying to say is this. Come. This young man, God has blessed him so much and made him a millionaire. Okay? In Jesus' name. Now, he comes to church in his Bentley. You don't know where I'm going yet. He comes to church in his Bentley. He even has entourage following him. They help him carry his car key because it's too heavy. You know. And then he's posing in the church. Guess what? God doesn't care about him. As a matter of fact, God doesn't even see him. Amen. But the moment he surrenders himself to God, and then he begins to use part of what God has given him to advance the kingdom of God, then God notices him. Do you understand me? So it does not matter what you have. It doesn't matter what you are sitting on. It doesn't matter what your bank account is saying. God does not care. But the moment you begin to make a difference with what you have, heaven's attention is on you. Heaven's attention is on you. I pray, as we have used you as that example, so it will be for you. And as many who are desirous here and who will use what they have to advance the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not making a difference. You are fasting. You are praying. Continue. Fast. Pray. I don't know who you are praying to. Let me read this scripture. And I'm closing with this. We'll continue next week. Is somebody receiving something? Oh, Lord. Are you still loving me? Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know me. I have to say what God says. Isaiah 58. We are fasting and praying, right? Is not this the fast, verse 6, that I have chosen? This is God speaking. A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it not to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is this not the fast that I've chosen to loose the bands of wickedness? You are fasting, but you are still holding people in unforgiveness. To undo the heavy burdens. You are not helping anywhere. And to let the oppressed go free. But instead you are imprisoning them. And that ye break every yoke. Verse 7. Is it not to deal thy bread? Share what you have with the hungry. Give to the poor. That thou bring the poor that are cast out of your house. But you don't want them to soil your couch. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. That is, be a blessing to the household of faith. Then shall thy light break forth. When you are doing that, and you are fasting, and you are praying, then your light will break forth. I have a friend. I'm not even sure if he's still my friend or I can call him friend. I've known him for over 30 years. But there's one thing with him. He just takes. He doesn't give. He never gives. When you ask, do this, I don't have. Now the friends that surround him, they are now moving far away from, this one is a sucker. This is not a friend. This is a sucker. When your mindset is all you can get and take and take and take and take and take. Number one, you will never be satisfied. Number two, you are a sucker. Let's rise up.